Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the sports bar. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We'll have a Buffalo Bills camp preview that's coming up next hour with Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. It's a weekend, though, that is going to have a big, big baseball focus coming up, including the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Mariano Rivera and others going in, and also a former Rochester Red Wing, Mike Mussina. We welcome back to the show Craig Muter, who is the Director of Communications of the Baseball Hall of Fame, who absolutely loves this game. Craig, you have the best job in America. Do you know that?
I do, guys. And this weekend is definitely the best because the baseball universe is right here in Central New York. You can't beat that.
Craig, as far as when you have Rivera, a beloved Yankee that comes into town, how do you project the crowds? How much greater potentially will they be this weekend?
You know, I think we're at least looking what it was like in 2016 with Mike Piazza, you know, the Mets legend, when we had 50,000 plus. It's difficult to predict because we're going to have day trippers. When you have a market like New York that's drivable, you don't know what's going to happen on that day, and hopefully we're going to have some good weather on that day. So we're looking at definitely, I'm certain, a top three crowd of all time and maybe better.
Before I ask your advice as far as people that are thinking about the drive down from Rochester that day, your thoughts on the 2019 class here? Certainly some names that we know. As I mentioned, Mussina came up through the Orioles. We remember him from the days all the way back to Silver Stadium, the old stadium here in Rochester. Your thoughts on the class of 2019, Craig?
You know, you can categorize it pretty much into 2-2 and 2. Two DHs, two relief pitchers, and two starters. And, boy, they all just, you know, knocked the ball out of the park. One stat I was looking at today on Moose, who just blows you away. He started almost 60% of his games in either Camden Yards, Yankee Stadium, or Fenway Park. Now, you're not going to find three tougher parks for pitchers in baseball than those three. He starts 60% of his games there, and he wins 62% of his games for his career. He's only one of four guys in the live ball era since 1920 who has 270-plus wins and a 625-plus winning percentage. When you think about that, it's like this guy was so consistent for so long. And you know, you look at him now and you can see that fire that's still in his eyes. You know why. This guy was just not good. Obviously, down the line, Harold Baines, Roy Halladay, Edgar Martinez, Mariano Rivera, and Lee Smith, they all left a mark on the game for so many years. It's going to be a big one, that's for sure.
Craig Muter is the Director of Communications for the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a fun baseball discussion here about the DHs going in because you have one side, well, how could somebody go in if they didn't play one part of the game? But when it comes to best DHs in the game, Edgar Martinez and Harold Baines are making a short list. They're in the top five. They might be in the top two, Craig.
So it's a position, right? I mean, this is the same argument that was kind of made when relief pitchers started coming on the ballot. And it's like, well, how can you be a relief pitcher, you know, because you didn't make it as a starter? Well, this is a specialized position. This is the way the game has gone. And you'd be hard-pressed to find two better hitters, two more consistent hitters than Edgar Martinez and Harold Baines. One thing I love about Harold, here's a stat about him that I stumbled on. He's one of only 17 guys in the history of baseball with 2,800 hits and 1,600 RBIs. Now, think about that. 17 guys have ever done that. You're talking about the cream of the crop there. And Edgar, you know, this guy was universally recognized as one of the best hitters in the game to the point where they named the DH award after him. The Outstanding Designated Hitter Award is now called the Edgar Martinez Award, and there's a reason for that.
There was some controversy. You know, people had their opinions on Baines. Your thoughts on the Veterans Committee putting him in the way they did, Craig?
You know, I go back to some of the stats that you look at when you look up Harold Baines. Here's another one for you that I didn't realize until we really looked at it. When Harold Baines retired, He was 21st on the all-time RBI list. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that RBI is the end-all, be-all stat, but if I got to pick one, and I'm a baseball fan, and I've got to pick one stat that I want my guy to lead the league in, RBIs is going to be right up there. And this guy just produced year after year after year.
Where Baines had this great long career, Roy Halladay, he burned very brightly for both the Jays and the Phils, and as quickly as he burned, it seemed like he was gone. But he was great, and unfortunately, he's not here with us. Your thoughts on Halladay, and I guess how are you guys going to handle that? Is there going to be a family representative? Who's going to represent Roy Halladay coming up this weekend?
Absolutely, his wife Brandi Halladay is going to speak at the induction ceremony, just as we have other wives with Hall of Famers who passed away. So this is, you know, when this comes up, this is the procedure we go through. Roy was just, you remember it, Roy was dominant. I mean, Roy got on the mound, and he was the number one guy starting game one in every postseason series, throwing no-hitters in the postseason, winning Cy Youngs in both leagues. And here's a great nugget on Roy Halladay. He led his league in complete games seven different times. He's the only pitcher who started his career after World War II to lead his league in complete games seven different times. Now, think about the guys who were, like, completing 25 games a year back when, you know, the Robin Robertses and the Fergie Jenkins. They never led their league seven straight times. Roy Halladay was a horse in every sense of the word, the workhorse you wanted on the mound.
We're talking with Craig Muter, Baseball Hall of Fame Communications Director here in the Sports Bar, as this weekend it is the Hall of Fame ceremony. And Craig, my co-host Jeremy Newman. Jeremy, how many times have you been down there? Four?
Four inductions I've been to. Who has more fun, the fans or the players that come back? Because watching the Hall of Famers that returned for the new class's induction, seeing them interact in and around town is next to it's incomparable.
It is. You know, it's like a baseball festival is what it is. You come to Cooperstown for these weekends, and you see the Hall of Famers in town. You also see non-Hall of Famers in town who come back, and they sign autographs along Main Street, and they want to be a part of it. It's like a big reunion of their era. And really, you see the smiles on their faces, but I got to tell you what, I think the fans have the most fun. There's nothing like walking down Main Street. Starting on Friday, the village of Cooperstown will close the street down, so it becomes a big thoroughfare for baseball fans, and it really is. I don't think there's anywhere in the world where baseball's pulse beats stronger.
My favorite thing I've ever experienced, baseball experience of my life, has been the parade down the main drag there in Cooperstown, when all the Hall of Famers are in the back of the trucks. You're within 10 feet of baseball royalty from every era of the game, and it's hard to put words to, but if you're a fan, it's like church.
And it's the most baseball royalty ever. So there's 59 Hall of Famers, counting the class of 2019, who are scheduled to be here. That is the most Hall of Famers at any one point, at any one time in history, right here in Cooperstown. You're going to see it. And it is. You watch the parade on Saturday. It starts about 6 p.m. on Saturday night, coming right down Main Street, and then they go into the Hall of Fame for a reception. There's nothing like it.
We're talking with Craig Muter, Baseball Hall of Fame. If there's one, well, sad story that we hope for a good ending. That was the note regarding Bob Gibson, who is disclosed to the world that he has pancreatic cancer. It wasn't actually to the world first, though. The part I found interesting, Craig, was that he let people know by writing a letter to his contemporaries, to the his fellow Baseball Hall of Famers. I mean, to me, that just says just how close this club is, this fraternity of Hall of Famers, how really they are.
He wanted his Hall of Fame family to know first. That was important to Bob Gibson. And of course, he knew that they were going to share it with the world. He expected that. And that tells you how close these guys are. There's a bond. When they come back to Cooperstown, when they get together, these guys are in the most exclusive club in sport in the world, and they know it.
I got a question for both of you guys. So if I'm going to Cooperstown, what's the easier way from Rochester, Jeremy? Because you could go Thruway, cut down, or do you go down Binghamton, cut back up? What would you say, Jeremy?
Thruway down. Less traffic.
Yeah, would you? I don't know, Craig, if you've come out from our way, but would you agree with that?
I agree totally. So you take 90 all the way to the Herkimer exit, Get off in the Herkimer at Route 28, go straight down into Cooperstown. That's the best way you're going to get here the quickest. Leave yourself some time. There's going to be a fair crowd this weekend. So if you think you're early, actually go a little earlier because it's not going to hurt. You're going to get a better prime position that way. I love going down 28 on Sunday because you see all these license plates, you know, Pennsylvania, Ontario, New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, and it's a once a year type thing right down that road into Cooperstown.
Yeah, and you brought up Ontario a few years ago. It was Quebec. I couldn't believe how many Expo fans were down there, and now we might have a day, Craig, where we have the Montreal Expos back in baseball.
I absolutely fully expect that someday we are going to see that in baseball. And yeah, the Canadian fans, they love their baseball. I guarantee you, we're going to have a big Toronto contingent for Roy Halladay on Sunday.
One last question. So for folks that are going down, how far a walk or for parking? Like what should people have in their mind? What suggestions? Is there a shuttle? How does that all work for people going down for the first weekend?
So there are trolley lots that are located on the edge of the village, the red lot, the blue lot, and the yellow lot. That's a great place to park. And then for $5, you get on the trolley and you ride downtown and can experience downtown. There are free shuttles on Sunday that go from the downtown of the village to the induction site. So they run all morning so you can get out there. So parking the trolley lots, that's always a good advice. Take your time, get into the village and experience. Come and see us in the museum and then head out to the induction site.
Yeah, and how much is admission to the museum, Craig?
$25 for adults plus several discounts. All that info is available at baseballhall.org.
Craig, you're the best. Enjoy this weekend. I know you're very busy carving out a few minutes here on induction week. Craig Muter, Director of Communications, always appreciate your time.
Jay, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.